it's your baby, and it's your schedule, and it's your life. So you have to figure out what works best for you all, and everyone else needs to fall in line on that. And you have to be very firm on that. Yeah. It's very hard, but
even if the way your spouse does things might not be the way you do them, just make them feel included, and remember that this is new for them too. And so if we are just, you know, you just harp at them every time something's not. Welcome to The Parent Hack. On this podcast, we will share everything from how we got our babies to sleep through the night to how we hit huge goals at work and everything in between. Disclaimer, we are not perfect parents, don't claim to have a perfect relationship, and we certainly don't have the answers for everything.
However, we are driven and curious people, and the journey of marriage and parenthood has led to a lot of research and personal development. We firmly believe in the quote, "If you want to go quick, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together."
On this podcast, we will share what has helped us lead a life full of abundance and joy, and we're so excited to have you here on The Parent Hack. As a reminder, if you're listening to the show and you think of somebody that might benefit from hearing it, please share it with them.
And also, subscribe to our show on your preferred podcast platform, and let us know what you want to hear more about. Send us a message on Instagram or Facebook.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to The Parent Hack. I didn't even plan on that rhyming, but hey, there we go. So today, we are so excited to talk to you guys about, you know, finding out you're pregnant for the first time and realizing that your life of two is about to be a party of three and your life will never be the same in the best way possible. This was a massive, obviously, change in our relationship and our life. And so we're really excited to kind of talk through what helped us transition better and what we kind of wish we may would have known.
Yeah, I think it's let's talk about what we did wrong, what we could do better, what we could do more frequently, you know, in that kind of as you find out you're pregnant stage with you and your spouse, to then having another human you're responsible for. A lot of things are moving, shifting, both in your personal life and your professional life at home. I mean, it can be a whirlwind of change. And if you're not kind of, I don't want to say ready for it, but if you're not prepared for it, it could be overwhelming to everyone.
Yeah. You know? And I think there's definitely things that make it a smoother transition. And as a woman, I'm going to say that when you are expecting, you are going to get unsolicited advice from everybody. And especially as you show more and more and people can tell that you're pregnant, people love to give their insight and their opinions on what you should do and what you shouldn't do. And while some of that may be helpful, it can be really overwhelming. And so,
my favorite's the size comments, like, "Oh man, you're getting real big."
Yeah.
It's like what the hell does that mean?
And so you have to take everything with a grain of salt, and you have to remember who you are going to for advice. I think that makes a huge difference. I certainly looked up to certain friends and how, you know, if they already had kids and kind of how they raised their children, or I knew that we had a lot of the same values and stuff like that. Those were people that I sought out a little bit more to ask for advice. And so this is really just supposed to be helpful and an inside look. And a lot of it might not be your style and some of it may be. And I think as you become a parent, that's what you have to learn, is some things are going to sit really well with you and your spouse. And some things you may be like, that's just really not how we are. And that's okay. Because we're all going to have our own style, and it's really easy to get caught up in what other people are doing and you're not doing, or vice versa. But again,
I think the same thing goes for my side as well. It's from the dad side. You know, I received a lot of good advice when we were expecting. And then I've continued to receive a lot of good advice, but I received a lot of really bad advice. Looking back now, I think, why, you know, you just have to be careful who you absorb from. And I would say it's a little easier now looking back, obviously, because hindsight's, you know, 2020. But I think my piece of advice to start off with a father that's expecting, or maybe, you know, thinking about it, is to really scope out the dads that are around you or that you find yourself, you know, interacting with, and note the ones that you respect and you appreciate what they're doing, and you think, man, that's kind of what I want, you know, like, and ask for their advice, seek them out, you know? And I think that's probably something that I would 100% say is just my side on the dad side is to what you were saying.
So I think before we totally talk about our journey of me finding out I'm pregnant, let's give them, I think this is a funny story because Cody probably doesn't even remember. So we were married.
I don't remember a lot of these stories. So there's a good chance.
Probably a year and a little over 2 years. No, I don't know. A year and a half. I think a little over a year and a half when we found out we were pregnant with Warren.
Yeah.
And it was a Sunday night and I was not even late yet, but me being the very anal person that I am, I've told you guys, I'm a little bit type A. I decided to take a pregnancy test, and the first one had a question mark, which I don't even know how pregnancy tests can have that. But it did. It had a question mark, and I was like, well, that's not very helpful in any way because I have no idea what that means. So I took a second pregnancy test and it was positive. And this is like a Sunday night. And I mean, I'm like in shock, like, oh my gosh, there is literally a human being growing inside of me. Like, and I mean, I was like barely, I wasn't even 4 weeks pregnant yet. And I tell Cody and he's like, yeah, I don't know how accurate those things are. I was like, they're accurate.
I recall
this
story now.
They're not falsely negative, but yeah. Or, you know, they could be falsely negative, but they're not falsely positive. Like that is really just doesn't happen. He still wasn't really convinced. You remember that?
I do remember this story. Yeah. I remember being like, let's try again tomorrow, champ. You know,
I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like yeah. I'm pregnant and you're literally telling me like you don't even believe the pregnancy test. So I was working in family medicine at the time. So luckily the next day I got some stat blood work done at work and it was positive. Shocker. The pregnancy test was accurate. And so, that was in August, and yeah, we celebrated, our second wedding anniversary that January. Yep. So we'd been married for a little bit, but it's not like we'd been married a really long time. I felt like it was a really great time in our marriage to.
Yeah. I think we got married. We were both had great careers. We were both very caught up in those careers and wanted to do some things on our own first. You know, maybe you can do that. Maybe you can't, depending on your situation, but that was our idea. And so I think whenever that happened, I was kind of like, you know, we weren't exactly. I mean, we were trying to have a baby. We were trying to get pregnant.
We were open to the idea of having kids. And yeah, then it was like, boom, you're pregnant.
We were blessed in that regard.
We were so blessed. Yeah.
But I think for me, it just came as like, oh, crap. This, like, in your mind, you see this master plan and like, oh, this will happen. Then this will happen. Then I'll know I'm going to have a baby. And I was like, I freaking get dropped news one Sunday night like, hey, your life's going to change. I'm like, oh, snap.
No, it's not. It's not right.
let's put pause on that tape and we'll come back to that tomorrow.
so that was our journey to finding out we were pregnant with Warren. And then really, I would say like the first 4 to 5 months of pregnancy, I mean, yes, you're tired. You don't feel great. But I don't think the reality of it for me, or I don't know, Cody, you give your insight here too. I don't think it really set in for me, you know, until you really feel the baby start moving. Of course, you have ultrasounds and things. Until you really feel the baby move, you're kind of like, is there a baby in there?
Yeah. Yeah. You just eat a lot of stuffed crust pizza and peanut butter is what I observed.
A lot of stuffed crust
happening,
pizza.
And I also indulged in said stuffed crust pizza. So, you know, I think for the dad in that time frame, yeah, it's almost just like, there's something going on, but you just can't put your finger on it to a certain extent. And really, when you start to see the sonography images and stuff like that, what are those called?
Ultrasound. You're right.
Ultrasound.
You can call it sonography.
Sonography is the practice.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. I absorb a few things from the medical world every once in a while. Pretty smart guy. No. So when you start to see those images, it does start to, you know, become more real. And then I think with that also brings a ton of more. I was talking to a buddy that they are, you know, kind of like mid pregnancy, and the worry of percentiles and, you know, just all the things that could go wrong start to kind of slowly enter your mind, and then they start to consume your mind more towards the end. But for sure, it's very kind of surreal until the images start to come, and then the, you know, and then the baby starts moving. It becomes like, oh man, here we go.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I do think at that point, I think what was really helpful, I mean, I'm a PA, so, you know, I got to deliver a baby in PA school. So, I mean, I have some experience with, you know, obstetrics and all that stuff, but it is also really different when you're the patient. But I didn't feel as, like, I guess, unsure of everything. Just, I mean, of course I had a lot of worries, but I knew like what to expect, when the baby was going to start moving, all those kinds of things. But I think I remember sometimes, since I understood that so well, like I didn't necessarily give Cody a chance to learn or understand it. I was just like, oh, this is fine. And you were just like, huh? Like, can you explain this a little more?
Yeah.
I think it was an ultrasound. You're like, what are we looking at? And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Okay. I think Teresa's career, just, you know, blind is not the word, but you just have a different view of the concerns and the knowledge of other, you know, of people that aren't in that space. Right. So, for me, it was like, kind of unsure about a few of these things, you know, what's going on. So I think it's important. I say that to say, I think it's very important to ask questions. Like, as a dad, I wish I would have asked more questions. I wish I would have, even if you think they're dumb, or you think the doctor thinks that they're going to be dumb or whatever. I think it's very important to ask questions. Ask them, hey, what are the, like, if there's something you're worried about, what are the odds of this happening? Oh, okay. There's a 1.5% chance. Perfect. That gives me a lot more relief, you know, different things of that nature. So I think that's a big thing to do for a dad at that stage, is just to be curious, honestly, and don't be afraid to do that.
Yeah. And I think there's just a lot of great books out there that are designed to answer like common questions in pregnancy. And I think so many times those are targeted towards moms. And speaking for just my friends and myself, like, we did a lot of reading on those things, especially with your first child, because you're like, what's happening inside of me? And I think it's really great to include your spouse there. And
what was that app? There was an app that told you like the size.
I can't remember. I'll look it up.
Anyway, there's an app that tells you like,
yeah, and there's a ton of apps.
Your baby's a size of
an orange.
Apple or an orange or whatever. And it kind of walks you through the stages of development and tells you, hey, your baby is developing hearing or taste or whatever. It was super cool. I forgot what the app was, but we did follow that pretty heavily our first.
Yeah. It's so fun because you're just like, oh my gosh, what's happening inside of me today? And I do think it really helped us feel connected to kind of do that stuff together. And I think Cody's totally right there. It's like, the dad is, I mean, you're 50% of it too. And I think a lot of times men feel like, I mean, I'm speaking for men, I'm not a man. It seems like you guys feel like, you know, maybe you're not as important or you don't need to know as much. Whereas as a wife, I think it's so comforting to have a spouse that is right there with you and is like, okay, like if you're worried about this, then let's read about it or ask the doctor together and do those things together. Because when you're pregnant, your hormones are there. And sometimes you find yourself feeling a little crazy and out of control. And it's like, if you feel isolated or lonely on top of that, because your spouse is telling you like, oh, don't worry about that. Oh, don't worry about that. Or it's not a big deal. And you're just like, but it is to me. And it's a big deal to me because of X, Y, Z. And you guys can be more on the same page because you're consuming the same kind of information and stuff. I think it really helps you feel just that support.
For sure. I mean, I think it's a generational thing. I mean, God, you watch old TV shows or, you know, talk to your grandparents. And I mean, men drank whiskey in the waiting room while women just went back and delivered a baby. Teresa's face is like,
whew, that would not sit with me.
but I think it's just it's very much a, you know, back then, back in the olden days, that was their job. And and it's just this old school way of thinking. And that's slowly diluted out over the years as we've learned more and, you know, households have changed, et cetera, et cetera. And so I think that is a big reason why you just need to be better on the same page. You need to be communicating more. You need to be curious. You need to be checked in as a dad, not that guy that's like, oh, they'll take care of it. It's their job. You can't do anything. I mean, that's some of the worst stuff I've ever heard. So,
yeah. And I think, like, especially I will say with Julia, I don't think you necessarily came to every single appointment because it was totally different. I was comfortable, but with the first baby.
Yeah. And you were, your job was flexible and you were going at different times. Yeah. I mean, we're at Warren.
And so it was totally fine. There, but with Warren, I mean, I know sometimes it seems like, okay, we like go, there's always a wait because these physicians deliver babies for a living and everything's not predictable. So it's like, you know, you're going to have to wait. It's going to take time out of your day. But again, for us, it was really helpful to have Cody there with me. And, you know, after probably we entered the third trimester, he quit asking, like, or being frustrated that there was a wait time because he got used to it. Even though I have to say my OB was really awesome and respectful because she knew that I typically went back to work. But, while you're sitting in the waiting room. And for us, that really helped too. And I think it helped you feel, I mean, did that, you feel like that helped you?
I think that just being a part of the process and sometimes it is making time for that. Right. So I think a lot of people just don't make time for that. They don't make time for whatever's, they just don't make time for things. Right. So whatever you make time for, you're going to be a part of more. And I think that since I did make time for that, and a lot of my friends that I've talked to make time for those appointments and go and, you know, go to those, especially on the first child. I think you kind of get, you know, you just get bought into it more and you just want to be a part of the team. And I think that I slowly saw that happening to me as we got closer and closer, you know, to the third trimester and whatnot. So,
yeah. The other thing I would say is while you want to, for people like Cody and I, and again, everybody's different, but for us, we like to be informed. We like to feel like we kind of have a game plan that helps us both feel less anxious. It helps us be on the same page. And so while you do want to be informed, you don't have to know everything. You know, there's always that good balance. And you know what that is for you is like, okay, am I just becoming obsessive about this? And like, you know, trying to get a degree and
going to be real with you on high risk scenarios and
obstetrician. It's okay. Obstetrician. The pediatrician is important too.
Jesus. I didn't absorb everything, folks. Sorry. It is so easy to worry about everything and every little scenario, and 85% of what we worry about doesn't come true. I mean, it's just be informed, but don't be, you know, just don't let worry consume yourself in this process. Like, enjoy the process, you know. Don't let the bad overtake the good in this scenario.
And I think that's a great point, because I do remember, and I've talked to so many of my girlfriends about this, and it's like your first trimester, you're just like so scared you're going to miscarry. Then you get to the second trimester and it's like, you're still scared. What if I'm like that person that has a problem? Or what if we find out there is a genetic abnormality or things like that? And then third trimester, you're like, oh my gosh, what if I go into early labor? And it's just, there's always things, there's so many things to worry about, especially like in pregnancy, and you're scared because it's new and you love this baby more than anything. But once you're not pregnant, it's so easy to look back and be like, gosh, I wish I would have enjoyed that a little bit more, or taken time to just like be in the moment instead of always worrying about the next potential catastrophe that could happen that, like Cody said, most likely won't. And if something happens, you know what? Like, you'll just have to deal with it then. Yeah. And worrying about it won't make it any different.
I mean, that's a theme for parenting in general, I think, from start to finish, but you know what I mean? Just throughout life, is like, be in the moment. Man, I look back now and I'm like, holy moly, we have two kids. One's 3.5. One's just started walking. She's a year old. And I'm like, I would trade everything I have to go back into some of those times with Warren when he was a baby and just sit and do nothing. And it's like, man, be in the moment. Pre-pregnancy, post-pregnancy, man, be in the freaking moment, because you don't get those moments back.
Yeah. And remember, that's the most important thing in life.
Yeah.
Work can wait. Other things can wait. I mean, of course, you have to keep your job and those things.
For sure.
But there's nothing more important than that baby and your marriage and relationship.
So let's talk a little bit about the third trimester. You know, I think that's kind of when things start to get real. And then kind of post kind of that, the 6, 8 weeks, 12 weeks post baby.
So I would say, I mean, third trimester at that point, I mean, gosh, we get asked all the time, you know, like, what should I register for and all that? And that's like, I feel like it'd be a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, I think you can.
But I do think that's another
really
fun thing to do together, for sure.
For sure.
Like, Cody and I went to whatever, Bye Bye Baby, and had that fun little gun that you like. get to scan all the things with. And that was so much fun.
It's like playing laser tag in a retail store.
I would say register together. Maybe have a little bit of an idea of things that you're interested in before you go to the store, because it makes it easier.
Yeah.
But the other huge thing for us that I think made a massive difference once Warren arrived was having a plan when it came to sleep and schedule.
Yeah.
We had a good friend that had a little girl that was about a year older, like had, and I loved the way that she parented. And like I said, as someone I looked up to, I loved how she did her schedule and just how she did things. And so reached out to her and she's like, okay, I have to read this one book. And so I read it and I felt like, okay, this is, I love the research behind this. And I tell you guys this every podcast, I like to do research and I like to make decisions based on what I feel like is going to be, you know.
Was that No Drama?
No.
No, sorry. That's
Moms on Call and
Baby Wise.
Baby Wise, yes. Yeah. Baby Wise was the first one we read.
Check out both
and
those books.
I loved that book because the first chapter talked about how important your relationship with your spouse is for the well-being of your child. And that was just like, oh man, it was like your child, you know, they're going to be able to sense things even though they're little and they can, and it's so important for you and your spouse to be on the same page. And so,
and dads read those freaking books.
Yeah.
Man.
So like, I read it and then Cody read it.
I read it and it was like, the moments, especially when Warren was here and he was fussy and there's different cries for different things. Like, I had such a better grasp on those situations than I would have if I didn't do a little bit of research and read. I mean, God, it's a 150 page book. Read the stinking.
I mean,
book.
You can read it in 3 days. It's a super easy read.
Don't be lazy. Yeah. I mean, it's just, and I think that's one of the biggest things I would say is I could have done more. Honestly, I wish I would have done more, but I did read those and I think it helped massively.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you can always find time for what's important, but I read it first. I kind of did like the read through and I was like, okay, like this is so helpful. I mean, I had no idea. I mean, I remember watching Friends with babies and they're like, oh, it's time for them to eat. Oh, if they're getting tired. I'm like, how do you know this? Like how do you know what they need right now? Yeah. Like, it's just, and reading that book was like, okay, like I understood that babies have a 24-hour internal clock and how often they need to be eating and how often they should be going to the bathroom and when they need to nap and how long they should nap. And especially like I knew I was going back to work. And well, I think, I mean, especially like for me, sleep is so important for me to feel like I'm doing my best at work. And my job was not like something
birds.
That was, you know, not, didn't have a lot of responsibility. And so I wanted to make sure by the time I went back to work that I was getting adequate sleep to like take care of my patients well. And so sleep and having a good routine was really important to Cody and I. And so,
and I would say to piggyback on that, I mean, to share those books with your grandparent, the grandparents or people that you think are going to be in heavy contact with your kids, because it's important they're on the same page too. Whether they follow the instructions or not,
there can be some friction there.
But it's your baby and it's your schedule and it's your life. So you have to figure out what works best for you all, and everyone else needs to fall in line on that. And you have to be very firm on that. Yeah. It's very hard, but
I do think that helped us
100%.
And I think it really helped. Like if it was like Cody said, the baby's upset, this and that. It's like, I didn't always have to be like, well, this is what they need now. It's like Cody was like, oh, it's this time. So this is what's going on and this is what's going to happen next. And I think as a mom, you're like, I don't want to have to parent my husband too. And so it's really nice feeling like you have a partner and somebody that, I mean, like legit, we just printed the schedule off. And so we had it down and we knew what happened when it happened. I breastfed. So like that part was pretty much, you know, I fed the baby, but that made other things easier for Cody to contribute to. And so that, I think that made such a difference in our newborn phase and really those first 12 weeks.
Yeah. I think this is all the same friend I referenced earlier was talking about how, you know, he and his wife are starting to do a check-in on Sunday. Like, hey, how's it going? Check in, whatnot. And I told him, I was like, man, this is that's a great idea. Like, because we do that, you know, we make time now and we have for a while to just check in on each other and we have two kids, whatever. But I think it's so important to start those patterns and make time for those things, because you start to check in on each other. You're on the same page of sleep. You're on the same page of, hey, how's mama feeling this week? What's going on mentally, you know, whatnot. So having the plan, starting to communicate more, you know, knowing what you're going to do for sleep schedules, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, just there's so many decisions that you're going to be making. And it's like, if you can just have a lot of that done ahead of time, because once the baby gets here, it's like a whole nother world. And mama's recovering. Mama's recovering. You have a new baby. Everybody wants to come see you. And it's like, what is happening? And so the more you can kind of have outlined before, I think the less anxious you'll feel. Yeah. And the more you'll get to enjoy that time. I mean, that's why it was so different with Julia, even though we did this with Warren and it was helpful. I mean, everybody will tell you having your second baby, you're just different because you've raised a child. And you're like, okay, we can do this.
You can keep them alive.
You just, again, that time goes so fast and it seems so hard when you're in the moment. But when you look back on it, you're just like, oh, I just want to hold that little newborn and snuggle again, because there's nothing like newborn snuggles. They're never that calm on you ever again.
Nope.
They turn into ninjas and then they start talking and then it never stops.
And I'll just say from the dad's point, I mean, read the books, start communicating with your wife more often, more frequently, check in on them, ask them what they're thinking. Ask questions of each other, you know, mom, do the same thing to dad. He's got, you know, struggles and things going on in his mind too. Sure. I mean, so it's not a one way street here, but man, I think the more you can do that, the more you can be on the same page. The dad, the more checked in you can be and not, don't give into this idea that, oh, well, it's, you know, she's got to do all this because it's inside of her and I can't help or whatever. Like there's so much on the outside that you can do to shape this atmosphere that this baby is coming into to make it a lot better. If you're just willing to put in a little bit of work, you know, instead of just reacting whenever it comes and trying to just jump in and help. I mean, it's just, man, try and check in. You're not going to get these times back. And these are some of the fondest memories that we have. And I think it's so important for you to both be on the same page.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think for us, like for women, it's like you become completely consumed by being pregnant, right? I mean, your body is changing. You have this baby inside of you you're worrying about. And sometimes it's really easy to forget that your spouse needs you too. And totally feel like I'm the one doing everything right now. I'm the one not drinking wine. I'm the one getting up to pee 10 times a night, you know, and it's really, and for great reasons. I mean, pregnancy is such a selfless thing, but at the same time, your partner still needs you too, and they need to feel connected. And instead of feeling like I just have to do this all myself because I like the way I do it better. I think it is, even if they're the way your spouse does things, might not be the way you do them. Just make them feel included and remember that this is new for them too. And so if we are just, you know, you just harp at them every time something's not, they don't know the answer to something, or you've told them something 10 times and they ask you the same question again. Just, I think it's important to remember that they're going through changes.
We're all learning. We're all changing. Yeah. It's not going to make it any easier to be on different pages, but, and next time we will talk about
the baby's here.
Baby is here.
What happened?
What in the heck is going on?
and that'll be an interesting story for you guys, because Warren came out a week late at 10 pounds on the dot. So it was quite the story and journey to get him into this world.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So thank you again for tuning in to the Parent Hack. We're so glad you guys were here today. If you have a friend expecting a baby, you know, please share this with them.
Or if somebody's thinking about
having babies, or even if you've had kids, you know, I think it's still helpful. I mean, we're always learning, always evolving. So
and let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, what questions you guys have? What do you want us to expand on?
We'll get into other stuff like registry and stuff later, but I think this is a good one for you all that are either in this stage or somebody that has it's coming in this stage or thinking about it. Share this with them. So.
You found great value and some takeaway points in our show today. If so, please leave us a review where you're listening, and we ask that you share this with someone that would benefit from hearing today's episode.
Also, we want to hear from you. Send us a message on Instagram or Facebook. Tell us what topics you'd like us to cover, who we should interview, and anything else on your mind. Thank you for joining the Parent Hack, and remember, we can go further together.